During my sitting this morning, the thoughts keep arising one after another, seems endlessly. I would seek Lumpa's advice on how to notice, learn, and recognize thoughts as function of the mind and not to be affected by them. Also, how can one make use of skillful thoughts in meditation? Thank you. And I've mentioned this. I think it's worth articulating that question, because it is something that people tend to struggle with, and it's like we don't want thoughts to intrude on our peaceful mind, and it's sort of, I mean, it's kind of like, my mind is so precious that I can't have a thought. I mean, well, you put it in that way, and it's just kind of pathetic. But that sense of oh, a thought, it's just a thought, and why do I get so identified and caught up and uptight about it? So it's just a this recognizing thought. Is thought, and thought has results, but it's sort of recognizing, okay, that's the name, that's a thought. It's what thoughts do. So that being able to see that, oh, this is the nature, and sort of think, well, if one takes it back and puts, oh, there's a thought that is, oh, that is impermanent, that is unsatisfactory, that is not self. That's actually taking it into a realm of it's taking it into a realm of insight and letting go. So that letting go, relinquishing, releasing, in the sense of relinquishing with kindness, relinquishing with patience, is that that's because sometimes we're impatient to get rid of, and that sets up a dynamic of tension in the mind. So that contemplating in terms of their inconstant, unsure, uncertain nature, unsatisfactory nature. Those are all helpful for relinquishment. In terms of using thought, to like thoughts of loving kindness are really, they can be really crucial for settling the mind and turning the mind to peacefulness, to collecting in stability. Like, loving kindness is really helpful tool for directing the mind to, as one's using thought. And using these thoughts of directing attention to loving kindness, feeling the quality of, but it's a really skillful bridge to peacefulness, to composure, to settling, to stabilizing the mind in meditative stillness. So it's a learning how to use thought and not I say not fighting with it, not struggling with it, not being conjuring it up as an enemy. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. It's that Ajahn Chah used to have a term that he would use in the Thai language, and just. And you say, Kenan. It's like, oh, it's just that much. It's only that much. It's just a thought. It's just a feeling. It's just a mood. And you say, oh, it's only that much. And so when we see it as oh, it's only that much. Oh, I can let that go. Rather than, oh, I've got to come up with a whole sort of story and scenario of me having to deal with my mind. It's a whole different realm. So, canon, it's only that much. I don't have to hang on to it. I don't have to believe it. I don't have to make a story out of it. It's just that much. So that's a nice way of working with the mind. And but again, it's also how it's held, in the sense of it's only that much. It's not nothing to be bothered about. I mean, just the kindest thing is to let it go. So then it's that's really skillful.